Welcome to Fight Alone Diatribe. I am your host. I do not condone death or violence on anybody, nor do I want to inflict death or violence on anybody. I have a heart, a soul, and a conscience, unlike the people I lay my sweet-ass diatribes into. My only goal is to use my words to make these living turd buckets cry themselves to sleep until their guilt eats away at their insides and they become decent human beings that actually care about other people besides their hopefully formerly shitty selves. Do not harm, kill, or spread lies about anyone. But not only is it your right as an American, it is your civic duty to call people out on their bullshit and to call them poo-poo pee-pee heads and other hilarious insults in the process. Now that we got the disclaimer out of the way, let us begin.
Fight Alone, Diatribe.
I hate what this country has become. I am going to kick America's ass with my words until it stops sucking. Beware, bungholes at their pervert justice.
Scene 1. Knock knock. Who's there? The United States' healthcare system. That's the joke. Quick question. What does someone trying to open a VHS rental store in 2021 and a person that, through no fault of their own, was hit by a drunk driver going to the hospital in 2021 have in common? It should be nothing. One of these people obviously deserves to have their life completely fucked up and ruined by their god-awful decision-making skills, while the other person doesn't deserve to become bankrupt while trying to save themselves. But sadly, both of these people will be monetarily fucked down their throats by the knife of financial woe. I do appreciate the love for video cassette tapes, Jim, but have you heard of Blu-ray? It's so fucking crystal clear, unlike my piss that I can't afford to see a doctor about. The death of physical media will totally be a scene at a future date. Stay tuned, my loyal half a dozen fans, and give me money! Go fund me already, goddammit! The United States should be disgusted by the rancid-ass health shit system, or shit-stem, of you have a terminal illness or were seriously injured in an accident? Your life is now irreparably destroyed in more ways than one. God bless America. But what can you expect from a country full of masks obviously greatly help block your liquid nastiness from spraying all over the place deniers? It's been scientifically proven that people that don't believe in wearing masks swear by the pull-out method. Stop having kids. Your lack of common sense is child abuse. A pile of scab-covered rats would make better parents than you would. At least they know how to survive and thrive during a pandemic. No wonder they call it a rat race, because billionaires are the rats with the guns that start the race and keep us all running unless we want to get shot. Rats are obviously the superior species. You've seen Ratatouille, right? I don't understand how the mafia managed to make this country think rats are dirty. If ancient-ass Europeans never made out with rats, we wouldn't have had the Black Plague. And you know the fuckers that made out with rats were the stupid ones whose descendants moved, or rather, murderily barged into North America. I'm not a racist who thinks that Chinese people made out with bats and created COVID-19, but at least they have wings and puppy-like faces. Thanks for destroying the world yet again, Twilight. God damn it. Must making a reference to you as a joke keep outdating the crap out of my show? Speaking of horror movie tropes, do you know why there's mad scientists in the world? Because if I spent a decade studying boring as complex bullshit and agreed to an enragingly high amount of student loan debt just to receive death threats from white trash man-cairns that aren't allowed to step foot at their local malls or boroughs anymore anytime I discovered and reported the beneficial to society truth to this country, I'd lose my mind to be fucking pissed off enough to build a humongous death laser to destroy this horrendous country and all the idiots in it. Or maybe I create Frankenstein monsters that are mind-controlled, but for the correct reason about the actual right things in life instead. Seriously though, I factually know that the United States has officially been demoted to a third world nation, and I won't offend Ethiopia by comparing them to the dumbass un-United States. There's no third place in the yes or no reply only question of should people not have to declare bankruptcy to treat their medical emergencies and or life-threatening illnesses and diseases. But what can you expect from people who cry religious persecution if you don't say God bless you after they sneeze? Don't tell me that God blesses me after I sneeze. If God actually blessed me, I wouldn't be sneezing in the first fucking place. I refuse to waste my time and energy by saying thank you back. You didn't do jack shit to alleviate my sneezing, you worthless bitch-ass cunt-stuffing dick licker that couldn't find the G-spot in a bowl of alphabets that's missing the other 25 letters. without personally performing any further research beyond what I've seen in meme-tastic Facebook posts by my liberal-minded friends, every other first-world nation gives their people free or, you know, actually affordable healthcare. And that's the difference in this discussion. Healthcare versus health insurance. Oh man, oh man, oh man. I can already feel the hemorrhoids in my asshole boiling. And I'm just gonna have to keep ignoring them because I can't afford the copay after having part of my paycheck stolen to pay for health insurance, only to then have to pay an extremely ridiculously high-ass deductible before I can then have my robbery insurance cover just a portion of my bill, only to then have my premium skyrocket again because having random circumstances occur to me while existing normally is a risk-riddled precondition. If I was you, I'd take what you pay for your health insurance and wedge it in the slot machine coin slots instead. At least car dealers will smile at you while pouring you a free Pepsi and giving you a half-off coupon for the buffet, which doesn't even exist anymore. Thanks, GOP, for handling coronavirus like dipshits. I want all I can eat, not all I can work at the office. Eating like a non-cop type of pig is the one great thing about this country, and you fucks keep taking it away because you want to sneeze on me and my hands and all over the dried out macaroni and cheese. Fuck you! I'd call pharmaceutical company CEOs pieces of shit, but shit is created by eating something good and afterwards, the tiny amount of bad stuff left over from the good stuff is excreted from the body as one concentrated lump of pure badness. Pharmaceutical CEOs, on the other hand, you know, the hand I don't use to wipe, unless I want to give myself a really weird version of the stranger, were never good at any point in their villainous existence. Seriously though, anyone that charges hundreds of dollars for a simple ass fucking EpiPen is giving their own special place in hell to rot. That place is Satan's cum dumpster. He never runs out of demon semen, trust me. I've tried my literally damnedest to make Beelzebub cum, and I had to just give up on trying to get that $40 handjob payoff once I hit 2 hours and it was no longer a living wage. I'll pay as soon as I'm done. You're never fucking done coming, Satan. And I was really looking forward to joining the Satanic Temple. They fucking rule. But back to the almighty awfulness of Big Pharma as a whole. You know for sure they're going to price the coronavirus yearly booster vaccines at some outrageous price that only the very rich can afford, which is ironic because the rich are the only ones that are able to afford surviving away from society without risking their lives wafting around the vile open mouth breathers in exchange for making useless bullshit for money. You know what they say, just like in drugs and donuts, the first one is always free. My job had the fucking nerve to get rid of yearly cost of living increases during this worldwide crisis buffet of endless all-you-can't-handle pain and suffering. After my yearly review where I was told I was the best and fastest worker on my team, I only earned a 2% raise for the year, which was canceled anyway due to coronavirus. An extra 2% doesn't cover the current cost of living increase, you cum fucks, which nowadays is being trapped at home doing nothing but risking your life at your job and holding your breath while buying clearance price ramen at the grocery store once a week. 2% of my shitty wage doesn't cover the increased premium of your terrible health insurance, which was jacked up due to the coronavirus. Human resources don't actually provide helpful resources to us human workers because they're all demon monsters. Stress kills people, but it's hard to be stress-free these days since everything makes me angry enough to win a fight against a gorilla that's high on cocaine with one hand tied behind my back. Sure, I can take down a coked-up gorilla, but I won't be able to afford the yearly coronavirus vaccine boosters unless they accept the dismembered head of my landlord with a Molotov cocktail jammed down the throat as a copayment. Just kidding, ground god. The amount of people that could have been saved in this country but weren't due to high medical costs is fucking sickening. But the real sickness that's currently ravaging our country is the fact that we're all sick and tired of being treated like shit by the man. Not leaving your house and not partaking in the economy as much as you can is the only way to stop the rich from killing us. Stop accepting money right now at this very moment. You know dollar bills and coins are chock full of disgusting ass germs, like your phone is after sitting on the crapper. I have to shit and surf the web though. I have to actively read and engage with podcast-centered social media while anally injecting waste in a vain attempt to cultivate an audience. Multitasking doesn't work. Crapping should be a time of peaceful reflection, not mining followers and screaming about my hemorrhoid pains. But just you wait, Big Pharma. As soon as my steroid prescription clears, paying $32.68 a month to be muscular enough to tear you apart with my bare hands will be absolutely worth it. Where is the suppository that cures your soul from the ailments of greed and guilt, Big Pharma? I've got no qualms with shoving my 24-inch python straight up your poop chute and turning you into a rectal muppet. You are a piece of shit bastard that profits off the illness of the innocent. All the people that were lost due to their insurance refusing to cover their conditions or medication or a necessary operation due to not being close enough to an in-network hospital when tragedy struck, or due to using Uber instead of an ambulance to save money and not getting help fast enough, or due to skipping their medication refills to pay the water bill instead, or due to being in between jobs and having to cancel their yearly checkup appointments and not catching something during its early stages, or due to not being able to afford full family coverage and their family was caught in the crossfire, or due to doctors being exhausted and overworked to a despicable degree and end up being forever haunted by honest mistakes, their blood will forever stain your devil claws, you son of a bitch. I hope you rot in hell for eternity. End scene. Scene 2. If you think having to be politically correct is ruining your comedy, you suck at being a comedian. So I recently read IGN's review on Netflix's new animated adult comedy, Hoops. If I was more on the ball, I'd be talking about Dave Chappelle's Netflix stand-up comedy special, The Closer, instead. But who am I kidding? Even that topic will be out of date to comment on by the time this episode is released. I'm really fucking trying to be timely here, people, but I have fucking other shit to do, unfortunately. Anyway, to summarize that debate, trans people can make trans jokes because they are trans. You can make black jokes because you're black, Dave. This is an integral part of your comedy and humor in general that you seem to have lost along the way or have successfully kept hidden until now. The only exception to this rule is that everyone of every race and creed and sexual orientation can make jokes about white power, because fuck white power. Anyway, again, I'm not here to review television shows, since that topic actually manages to cultivate interested listeners in ad review. Whatever. I like starving. Anyways, for the third time, Hoop was a bland but meh enough excuse to maybe sometimes get a laugh out of me, though I'd really be surprised if it managed to not get canceled by Netflix. Oh man, it's been forever since I wrote this, but that remark really fucking aged well. But more on cancel culture later. Anyways, once a fucking again, as quoted from the article I had mentioned, beyond the sphere of wokeness and internet mobs, a fear exists. The freedom to push boundaries inherently required in comedy is in danger of extinction. There survives a thirst for overtly provocative humor outside the domain of criticism. Dude, Hoops had nothing meaningful to say where boundaries need to be pushed in order to let itself be heard. South Park, especially during its prime, Hoops is not. Also, nothing is outside the domain of criticism. Even supposedly subjective things like art. The white power dominating takeover, the world version of this country, was literally founded on complaining. Oh my, how dare these white English-speaking people with their Christianity try to persecute our slightly different version of white English-speaking people Christianity, which is basically the same fucking thing, but didn't allow for divorces or to eat hooved animals on Fridays during Lent or some shit, I don't know. Let's sail away like cowards and be land-stealing bastards to the Native Americans. I think that's how our country began, I don't know. That isn't the boat ride full of persecuted people into America that we should give a fuck about. My brain is already filled with too much Lord of the Rings, classic Simpsons, and OG Star Wars trivia and history. I don't have extra brain room for Christianity facts or any other fictional universe knowledge. I don't even know what Stranger Things is. My comedic style pushes boundaries, and I successfully, in the non-monetary gaining sense, manage to be provocative without being offensive to people that aren't white, Christian, cisgendered, able-bodied males. Newsflash, it's not fucking hard to be funny without making jokes that offend the disadvantaged in society. And to be clear, this doesn't excuse lazy comedic writing of, well, the punchline is the reference to a nostalgia intellectual property. I do that, but that's because I'm not getting paid for this. Knock knock, who's there? Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings who? See, that was hilarious. So stop using PC culture as an excuse for you to not come up with better attempts at jokes and pop culture references and offensive stereotypes. If you have difficulty doing so, I'm sorry, but the blue collar comedy tour fad died over 10 years ago. The only way Larry the Cable Guy will eat again is to start making Cars 4 right now. Get over and come up with new material, Jeff Unfucksworthy. I can just tell that you're a terrible person that calls any Asian person you see a Chinaman. Oh God, just saying that word hurts my soul and makes my skin crawl. And there's just no creativity to that fucking racist remark. I am tired of hearing you whiny ass bitches complain about how the woke triggered millennials won't allow you to say the N-word or the F-word anymore. Not the word fuck, you fucking idiot. The offensive term for gay people that completely ruins my ability to enjoy any teen comedy movie and TV show from my childhood. I know I've mentioned it a few times now, but I'm serious about that. Watching Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back now hits the same level of painful to watch as Blackface, Bugs Bunny, or Hitler, Donald Duck, or basically every Disney movie movie before the 2000s. And if the word fuck offends you more than the other F word, then you're more out of touch in people than Harvey Weinstein rotting away in his prison cell. Seriously though, you can be funny without making fun of the disadvantaged and oppressed people in society. It's called insult comedy. Oh, but what about roast? We can't hurt celebrities' feelings. Bitch, that's low-hanging fruit. I'll call them out on their dumbassery every time. Do you give Michelin stars to cereal pourers? And who the fuck orders cereal at a diner anyway? What the hell is wrong with you? It doesn't save you time or money or taste any better or save you from exerting extraneous effort just to pour your own cereal. God, you are just the worst. Give me your excess money. Stop wasting on cereal at a diner. And here's another funny example that doesn't involve making fun of a persecuted or disadvantaged person. It's like cheering when a quarterback successfully throws a football 5 yards. Good. I hope you can throw a ball a short distance. You're paid more than well enough to do that, even though the general public has to pay taxes that go towards a stadium you work at just to then pay for tickets to watch you work in person and then pay insane prices to park and eat and drink at said stadium that they paid for by working shitty jobs. What the fuck am I talking about? Shit, fuck me. Oh wait, I remember now. Football players tend to be jocks who tend to pick on the disadvantaged or nerdy students and think their shitty jokes are funny. I'll fix that awkward transition in editing. Anyway, hack comedians and bullies have many things in common, mainly being alcoholics that peaked in high school. I can say that since I'm a comedian, and also because jocks are trash people that are lucky to have jobs bagging groceries. Thankfully for the jocks of my generation, we don't bother attending high school reunions so they can easily pretend to assist and manage a Menards or have some other realistic impressive career on their Facebook page that we just ignore and don't give a fuck about. Do you know why those previous jokes were funny? Because there's no humor to be found in making fun of the disadvantaged and minorities in society, but there is so much comedic gold to be had in making fun of almighty rich and powerful pieces of shit. That's why you never see good conservative comedians. None of them are funny. Not a single one. I don't even think they exist, like Bigfoot or workers' rights. If you do think there are good conservative comedians, fuck you. And how the hell do you make it this far into listening to my show? Are you one of those dirtbag people that skip around episodes? I don't care if my show isn't serialized and doesn't need to be listened in a certain order. Listen in the order I release them. Is that why you laugh at Tim Allen grunting? Or is it because deep down you know that I'm funny and that your sense of humor and sense of morals blows ass chunks? Yeah, you think I'm funny. You can't run from it. You can lie to your children about loving them and that they fill your life with happiness and meaning, but you can't lie to yourself. Alright, so let's talk about cancel culture. Or rather, let's cancel canceling cancel culture. Oh, these people can't take a joke. No, you can't fucking tell one to save your shitty ass block party, Gerald. Those leftist assholes, now they're canceling the show Cops because of the George Floyd non-murder in this hypothetical numbnut's eyes, not mine, mind you. Thanks, PC police. At least the PC police don't get away with murder and get paid retirements and vacations out of it. And trust me, we didn't want the show Cops canceled. We wanted the murder pigs thrown into prison, now and always. How can you liberal radicals just cancel our culture? Your culture blows, and is finally failing to make enough money to justify making more garbage media to please the shitty racist majority. Thankfully, you're either dying off or becoming a little bit more woke and regretful. There's only one minority that's inferior, and that's all you outdated, hateful cunt bastards. Nobody gives a fuck about the Dukes of Hazzard anymore. If they did, there would have been a sequel to that mid-2000s movie version of it. Oh yeah? Well, what about that direct-to-video prequel they made? Fuck you. You didn't know that movie existed, and I only did thanks to Google. You act like you've never heard of boycotting before. It's not new. It's the most powerful weapon in capitalism. We'll never be able to chainsaw our way through the Walmart militia force, but if people wanted to, we could just sit on our asses and refuse to purchase shit from Walmart and destroy the beast. If people wanted to. You're so addicted to buying stupid crap, all of you. Stop feeding the machine. Sorry, assholes. We will cancel your cunt cult-like cancer culture so fucking hard. Shitty shit gets canceled all the time. It's called natural selection. I know all you stupid fucks that don't believe in evolution would rather force your false-ass evolution theory of eugenics onto the world, but our lack of spending money toward your dumb rhetoric and bullshit evil worldviews will become your ultimate downfall in time. You are becoming weak and old. New, better shit will come, and that shit will soon get replaced by even better shit. Hell, I'll probably sound like a total fucking moron with outdated, hateful views eventually. But just kidding. My words are timeless and true. Unlike the Bible. Take that, Jesus. I'm politically correct in the sense that my political view is the only one that's correct. Change my mind. You literally can't change my always correct mind. But change doesn't have to be a bad thing for you nitwits that actually need the change. Sure, change like a growing hole in the ozone and the ice caps melting past the point of no return and coronavirus are all horrible changes, but growing as a person by not making shitty jokes about the disadvantaged will, who the fuck knew, make you a better person. Or at least one that deserves to be gallivanting out in public like the rest of us decent people. Gallivanting is such a funny word. Gallivanting? Gallivanting! That's hilarious. I'm fucking hilarious. Unlike you. So give me money. Fuck your couch, Dave Chappelle. They never should have gave you money. End scene. Scene 3. Oh crap, the environment. Our world is so busy with dying that I forgot our planet is dying. I know. Tree-hugging hippies can be a little much, especially with their little clipboards and silent judgment as I throw out non-recyclable pizza boxes with the cheese violently having been ripped off so I end up eating more cardboard than cheese at what I thought was my private shame space at the park. No, I didn't have a party. I have no friends, and frankly, it's none of your business who ate the entirety of the contents of these four empty extra-large-size pizza boxes. How I spend my Wednesday afternoons is none of your fucking concern, hippie. But damn it all the shit, you guys. These flower-loving looky-loos have a point with their incessant warnings of the planet wasting away that are only becoming truer by the fucking second. Our world is dying a death that we as a species can't survive. Along with all the other species, whatever they all are. I don't know, I'm not fucking Noah. I'm not a zoo doctor like Adam Sandler in 51st States, or a zoo whisperer like Kevin James in The Zookeeper, or a literal zoo animal like Rob Schneider in The Animal, or a fucking Noah stand-in like Steve Carell and Evan Almighty. I don't remember all the phylums and classes and whatnot. Fuck. I divide animals into four simple and easy to remember categories. Tasty, cute, scary, and stupid. Not even cockroaches encased in Twinkie-based protection suits would be able to survive the oncoming eco-pocalypse. There's so much reaping and sowing and raping and yeah, so what-ing of the Mother Earth dirt that I don't even know where to begin regarding the environment and its woes. How about those murder hornets? Or do I skip the question mark at the end of that sentence? I know the word how is supposed to be one of the main basic questions a person can ask, but was that sentence technically a question? How doesn't even start with the letter W, like all the other most basic questions. Whatever. I'm an American. I literally don't have time to English correctly. Anywho, remember when the murder hornets were supposed to murder us all a while ago? God, fuck, this part of the show is outdated. What happened to all the buzz on them? Oh, probably the same shit that's happening to the good old regular bees right now, which is getting murdered by humans because of their desire to not drive pansy-ass electric cars that they think are so fucking wussy. Fuck you. They think they just gotta keep giving our money to the gas gods. We got fuel to burn, we got roads to drive! Seriously though, hornets suck ass, but bees need to keep on rocking pollen in the free world, man. Without pollination, food can't grow or something. Killing off all the bees would basically do the same damn thing as trying to block out the sun, like in the Who Shot Mr. Burns episode of The Simpsons. Plants need the sun to eat. It's called photosynthesis or Photoshop or something. And bees are like the DoorDash drivers that eat a couple of fries on the way to deliver food to all you hungry dandelion people. Just fucking let them, man. They're hungry. They get paid shit and have all these fucking bees added on that jack up the price and they don't even get that shit. That's why I never use DoorDash. And I know basically all the food in the United States grows in a lab at this point, since farmer scientists, which is quite an oxymoron, can't register a trademark for an apple, at least in a food sense, but they can copyright Hidden Valley peppered thickened milk sauce because that disgusting ass yogurt cum doesn't grow on trees, unlike real maple syrup and not that mislabeled racist corn syrup that I hope is no longer called Aunt Jemima. But we shouldn't eat such weird chemical shit if you stop and think about it. Okay, so I googled the name real quick. Turns out that the syrup has officially been renamed to Pearl Milling Company brand syrup instead of Aunt Jemima. That's a pretty fucking terrible name change, to be honest. Now it makes me think that it's some sort of sticky as jizz jack-off sauce, you know, with the fucking Pearl name in there. But I guess that's progressive, you know. Sure, took long enough though, unlike most progressive rock songs. I also learned that Marvel bought off Uncle Ben Rice and rebranded it as part of a Spider-Man cheesy carbs line of dry prepackaged side dishes. It's amazing how far along in the rebranding process the name Uncle Remus Rice was a serious contender. God, Disney, you just never fucking learn with that movie. But back on the B story, which is not the B movie, but should be bought by Disney because that shit is amazing. I know bees are little assholes that make you afraid to drink cans of cherry coke outside on a beautiful day and want to instead purchase the more wasteful, more expensive, and worse for the environment plastic bottles that make your fucking coke taste weird instead of having that awesome metal zip in your mouth. But that doesn't mean we should DDT those little bastards down for a permanent 3 count. Bees make it so we can grow food all naturally organic and shit. And we don't need to support that fucking McDonald's on Reynolds Boulevard that never gets my fucking orders right. I can grow my own fries, and I can guarantee that they won't be saltier than a fucking ocean of piss. God damn it. And also, bees make honey. I know honey doesn't compare to high fructose corn syrup, but we shouldn't have everything ramped up so damn high all the time. Oh! Pushing everything to the limit kills our tolerance, and we'll just end up needing more to break even. But I know I don't have to explain to you how crack and heroin works. We all went to public school. God, it's crazy that sugar is actually fucking more addictive. But fuck, I recently saw an ad for caffeinated water the other day. What the fucking hell is that? Are we that desperate to make money instead of sleeping now? Stop working so hard. Fucking drink regular water. Let the bees and ants that can lift 10 times their own weight do all the heavy lifting. Even if honey coke tastes really fucking weird and nowhere near as good as fucking cherry coke. I gotta say though, the bee is the only animal in the, I think, genus I would give a rim job to. But not only are bees dying, even after they went Super Saiyan by becoming murder hornets to defend themselves from our lame asses that can't eat biscuits or Cheerios without honeying them to hell, even though that tastes fucking great just regularly, but apparently we're also running out of phosphorus and topsoil, yet another necessary component to fucking grow food. I guess phosphorus is the shit and fertilizer that helps food grow that isn't the literal shit or something. Overall, it is still the shit. But fuck me, mate. I'm sick of being a hippie scientist for this fucking think piece. I wouldn't have to be if people would just fucking trust the real scientists. I didn't realize gardening and farming was such an assload of work. They're more complicated to maintain than learning C++. Next thing you'll be telling me is we're ruining clean water on purpose in order to sell caffeinated water like some basic-ass Batman storyline and attempt to buy Jilly Joker brand candy bars. Just goddammit, we are fucked as a planet. We're about to run out of food, people. And I'm an American. Eating a lot is the only thing I have in life that makes me happy. My heart has already been through enough ever since the death of all-you-can-eat buffets due to the coronavirus. My heart has started to decrease the amount and overall force of thumping in my chest these last few months. That can't be normal or healthy, can it? What are we doing to the planet? We're going to run out of food. Fucking shit. Are you actually fathoming that statement? Why are you not more afraid right now? We can't stop panicking, people. It's not healthy to just fucking go do our normal day-to-day shit and go to our shitty jobs. And there's so much more fucked up shit to talk about regarding the environment besides the itty-bitty teeny-weeny issue of food becoming, I don't know, fucking extinct. How about those fucking fires in like California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado? It's currently smokier in those states than a Grateful Dead concert. Good thing those people are having a hard time breathing right now, especially during a fucking pandemic regarding a disease that attacks your lungs. Holy fucking Christ, bastards. I have a burning rage in my chest right now. It doesn't even compare to those fires or the Australia bushfires. And if their water bill company's technicians are anything like Comcast technicians, Flint, Michigan still probably doesn't have clean water. How the fuck do they wash their hands in masks during a pandemic? What are we supposed to do when everything is fucked? Well, for the super important sake of making money, or rather passing cash between the poor like a hot potato while the rich hoard all the rest of the cheesy hash browns like your shitty girlfriend that says she doesn't want fries and then eats all your fries like a fucking dick. We can't live outside. I mean, we really should live outside since the housing market industry is a dirty ass scam. Every other animal lives outside just fine. But fuck, the air outside, it's getting extra smoky and burny and diseased by heavy breathers open mouth jogging all over the damn place, spreading their infected mouth spit droplets like they're the smash album Jagged Little Pill and it's 1995. There's nowhere to run or hide. Hurricane Atlantis is fucking everywhere. We should be living in caves and only using electricity to heat up Hot Pockets and jerk off to interweb porns. It's even too late to use solar and wind power instead of dinosaur bone broth power. The sun and wind are dying out. Fuck you, dust and wind by Kansas. The earth and sky will most certainly not last forever. Fuck me. We're doomed in the ass in our collective various genitalia holes. I have no ideas to save our sorry asses because I'm not really an environmental science person. Sure, I did take it in high school, but only because physics and chemistry involved math and that shit was hard and confusing. The hole in the ozone was apparently starting to close for a bit due to lower fuel emissions due to everyone working at home, according to some random article I barely remember reading while taking a shit. Now, God, that can't be good for the environment or basic hygiene during a pandemic to read on my phone while shitting and having shit particles on it. I don't know how to wash a phone. I fucking eat the rice that I dip my shit phone in. But now we're using so much more plastic and styrofoam takeout containers that I'm sure that hole in the ozone is going to grow wider than Goatsy. I can't go back to not having air conditioning. Are you crazy, Earth? Fuck me. Stop being so hot all the time. How does using my air conditioner make the planet hotter? Fucking science? I know there's no God and that science is the only thing that's real, but you're being a real fucking asshole right now, science, you prick. The ice caps are melting and you have rain out of water or some sort of it's not the heat, it's the humidity bullshit. I don't fucking know anymore. Do you know what we can do to save the environment? I already don't shower or brush my teeth to cut back on water usage, and I'm plumb all out of ideas. Why are you okay with fracking, Biden? What the frack is wrong with you? Stop sucking Halliburton's floppy-ass vagina flaps. We're in a literal worldwide crisis that we're completely ignoring in an attempt to keep us from having a collective nervous breakdown. And all my skip showers and teeth brushings don't amount to shit towards stopping villainous oil companies drilling into Native American reservations for that dark dinosaur bone milkshake goo. Even the Washington Redskins managed to sort of stop being dicks to Native Americans when they changed their name. Barely. I know the world seems to be ending, but can we just give a shit about our future on this space rock while there's still like a decade to fix shit? I'm gonna have to still fucking live on this planet, you fucking boomers. End scene. Scene 4. Why are cage-free chickens more important than cage-free children? And just to be clear, I don't hate vegans or vegetarians. That was just too good of a pun to pass up. So don't fucking freak out, environmentalist hippies, even though, fuck, we should be freaking out. But anyway, on to other problems. It's a personal sentiment of mine that's not worth much since I don't believe in any sort of religion or higher meaning to life besides eating, sleeping, TV, and masturbating. But children are the goddamn devil. The issue is just because I hate children doesn't mean I want to see them locked up in fucking cages to starve and or get sick to death. I am cool doing that to murderers and rapists though, and maybe my old teachers. I will not be doing that report at home, Mr. Thompson. Home time is my happy time. Stop subconsciously getting kids used to working off the clock at home with homework. It's a scam. Now, I'm not a monster made out of pure evil, unlike all but six of our politicians, but did you know Bane from Batman's origin story involves him serving a prison sentence for a crime his father had committed? Nothing about Bane should be realistic, especially whatever that ridiculous fucking accent was in Dark Knight Rises. Bane is of Latinx descent, not whatever made-up Eastern European country that Dark Knight Rises movie invented. Does everything have to be so fucking white all the time? Even the 1960s Joker was of Latinx descent. Jesus ass licking Christ. We should be blaming Biden though. Biden still hasn't done shit to free those poor innocent immigrant children from literal goddamn cages. I haven't seen a supposed hero of the people fail to do something for the common good against a do-nothing Washington DC so hard since the movie Ernest Filibusters Congress. Old man Joe is such a centrist that if he was a Tootsie Roll Pop, it'd take zero licks to get to his shitty lump-looking centrist views. I'd be able to save those children myself much faster if they were eligible for Amazon Prime. But I can't imagine a world where something that Bezos' monster claws touched would actually cause change for the better for the average person. Biden is so afraid to rock the boat that he's always at least 100 miles away from a body of water at all times, even though he still hosts yacht parties every weekend. But seriously, how the hell can the Democrats control the presidency and the majority in both the Senate and House of Representatives and still be losing to the Republicans on every attempt to reverse every villainous order Trump signed that isn't your job is allowed to slur you without facing any negative consequences? Does Mitch McConnell alone have more votes than the electoral votes of California, Texas, New York, and Florida combined? What the actual fuck? I can't believe that fucker alone kept us from getting another stimulus check. Something needs to stimulate better cognitive skills in his dumpy ass brain. PB&J Otter performing the noodle dance radiates more brain power than at least the last half dozen presidential cabinets combined. Now let's make something clear before we continue being the someone in "Won't someone please think of the children?" Of course I hate Trump and his shitty beliefs, morals, values, views, and ways. I just expected more out of Biden. He eats turd-stuffed pizza rolls on a reg, but at least I can expect something good out of him once in a while, unlike the previous leader of the almost Fourth Reich of the United States. Thankfully, Trump is basically Pennywise the clown at this point, that's being bombarded with messages and comments on whatever websites still allow him a platform that scream directly in his haggard, flabby face that we're no longer afraid of him, until he cries himself to sleep so heavily that he shrivels into a dried-out husk of a man-cunt that eventually dies by falling into a sewer. If everything goes according to plan, that should be the last time we ever hear from Trump. It's sad that in a country that's so hell-bent on making abortion illegal again and popping out children more often than Taylor Swift albums, that it's so controversial for some reason to not want to abuse and separate them from their parents for no good reason. Literally no good reason. All the reasons for doing such a thing are pure evil, just like why the 700 Club is still on the air. Children need blankets, food, water, medicine, and supervision that doesn't involve guards that taser people like it's their personal unstoppable crack addiction to get through their day like they're plants that need the sun to get through the day. Do you get that joke? Because you literally need the sun to get through a day, huh? Fuck you, that joke is hilarious. I am an environmentalist, I know good plant jokes. I guess the thing that made America great to evil Americans in the 50s wasn't segregation, but rather beating their children and throwing them in a cage. Guess what, Harold and Eustace and Frank and Bobbert and all you other old-ass white men that refuse to die already? Our generation's outlook and ability to live is much shittier than yours, but the vast majority of us still manage to get through our awful, mind-numbing, depressing excuse of an existence without having to beat children in order to feel some sense of power or control over our own destinies. Fuck me. Make America Great Again as a sadder attempt at finding so-called glory days than boomer-ass Karens wearing sexy costumes at Halloween parties. Every time I see a meme posted on Facebook that's along the lines of a minion fucking saying something like, "I was spanked as a kid, look how great I turned out. I have more respect for the flag, the troops, and my elders than any of you faces glued to your smartphone AOC followers combined. I shit my pants." Tell me this, you close-minded fool. Why would I interact with a moronic person such as yourself when I have a rectangle of infinite pleasure and wisdom that approves myself as a human being to constantly look at? Either way, I tend to report these type of Facebook posts to the nearest mental health service provider in that person's area so they can get the therapy they so desperately need. God, I wish there was a way to do that for ICE officers, since those sociopaths value life and basic human rights even less than any non-tax-paying corporation in this stupid-ass backwards country. It's not like I can just bust into those prison camps and free these desperate people simply looking for an opportunity to work a fair amount in exchange for a fair and better life that have been brainwashed by terrible reality television and reruns of Leave It to Beaver into thinking that the United States is a much better country than it truly is, without getting more holes violently shot and drilled into me than Christine, who is the holder of the Guinness Book of World Records record for most heavily and creepily used sex doll. Biden has done nothing to shut down these concentration camps beyond rebranding them as immigration detention facilities, and yet another failed attempt by Hollywood to modernize something from the past that's full of old-timey racist propaganda. Don't think I don't remember Bugs Bunny hating Japanese people while donning squinty eyes and buck teeth. Fuck you, Bugs. Fuck you, Space Jam 2. Fuck you, LeBron James. You don't think that I think that Kobe's tragic death wasn't a little too convenient? Oh, fuck. Skip that fake allegation, man. That joke is too dark, even for me. Sorry about that, LeBron, you're not a murderer. But fuck you, Pepe Le Pew. There's literally no other comedic value in Pepe Le Pew beyond sexually assaulting women, stupid French stereotypes, and stinky poo-poo jokes. If you like that cartoon character and think he's just the funniest thing ever, then sacre bleu, you have a stinky poo-poo sense of humor, you neck-bearded fuck that does nothing but complain online about how women won't date you, even though you're a nice guy like they always say they want but can't find. Ugh. Fuck off forever, you fucking weirdo and gross person. God, speaking of gross people, geez, Bitey boy. Just because the previous prez was pure evil doesn't mean that it's okay to be the lesser of two evils. Okay, maybe you're not evil. Well, you kind of are. Maybe you're more like Dr. Evil, but could actually do something evil. But seriously, though, how can someone as old as you not understand the old saying, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem? You're nothing but the eye of the storm, just letting destruction and mayhem happen while you sit in the center and pretend everything is okay because you're wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt while doing nothing to make sure those murderers dressed up as pigs receive the maximum punishment allotted by the laws of this country. We as a country should care about all people, regardless of where they come from. It's what this country was simultaneously built and not built on. Unfortunately, a toxic attitude has especially risen to power in the mid-2010s and makes so many people not give a fuck about anyone but themselves, let alone other Americans, let alone other fucking human beings. How can you give a shit about an unborn little pile of embryonic cells in a stomach that's not even your own tummy, and yet look at children in cages and think they deserve to be locked up? As long as there are human beings dying in cages in our country, we are failing as a nation, America. You could cure all cancers and COVID-19, but you'd still be failing, America. Abolish ICE already. I literally got caught in a jaywalking sting with three other people at once many years ago, and that still made more sense, more justice, and more bettering of this country than what ICE does at any given moment. Just fly or drive these families back to their country, or perhaps just let them in our fucking country. Our pasty white asses covered by a pair of shit-stained briefs have no more right to this land than anyone else that isn't Native American. It's not like they'll make this country any worse than old white men have. Wait a minute now. I'm just reading this here. What the fuck do you mean the Department of Homeland Security is going to restart constructing the wall to fill in missing gaps? Biden, you lying ass son of a bitch. I just said you weren't too evil of a monster, and this is how you repay me? You asshole eating cunt from the south side of Mars's taint? Fuck me all the ways. You might as well say that we're going to visit all the surviving Jewish concentration camp prisoners and finish killing them off. Biden, you piece of corn-encrusted dog shit. And this came after you allowed the finishing of construction of other, let's call them what they actually are, Mexican concentration camps under the guise of, oh gee whiz, we can't get rid of such essential, good-paying jobs during a pandemic. I always knew Iceland was the green one. Green with greed. Look at that awful pun you just made me say. I don't even know how the United States makes money from locking up poor people from other countries instead of letting them work for next to nothing and then taxing away everything that they made until they starve here instead of their home country. Damn it, bitch. Bitch ass bitch slut fucks in the bloody bunghole. Cock. I'm fucking tired. This episode was already long enough and you had to open this huge fucking can of worms. I'll deal with that later. Until then, just go get fucked, Biden. End episode. Before I sign off, if you enjoyed the show and what I have to say, it'd be tremendously wonderful if you'd consider making a monetary gift at www.gofundme.com/fightalonediatribe. It's not needed to maintain or listen to the show, but it's greatly appreciated. Another awesome, easy, and completely free way you can show support for the show, if you wish, is to tell your friends and family about Fight Alone Diatribe. It always helps to spread the good word and to grow the tribe. Finally, we might be fighting alone, but we can still die as a connected tribe that managed to fix the United States. I don't believe in prayer or voting, but I believe we can prosper by working together instead of being blinded by stupid-ass hate and ignorance. Until next time, thanks for listening, and take care of yourself first before you take care of everything else. Goodbye, and go save the fucking world while we still can.